Okay. Six. We are on Chavav Mabez. Yesterday's daf was mostly a Mishnah, and hopefully we'll be able to discuss almost every topic that came up yesterday when it comes up in the Gemara. So, though we didn't get to learn together on Shabbos, we'll be able to cover the topics as we go through the Gemara. Okay, let's start. Six lines from the bottom on Chavav Mabez, Dekule Alma. Dekule Alma it starts with. Says the Gemara. The Gemara was just talking about when you do duchening. When is there duchening on a fast day? Well, by which tefillas is duchening done? And the so developed was that we don't do it later in the day on a regular day, even though it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, because we're chashin l'shichras. We're worried that about a kohen being drunk, and when a kohen is drunk, one's not allowed to do berchas kohanim. The kuli alma mihas shikar aser b'tzias kapayim. Everyone seems to agree to this halacha that when somebody is drunk, he is aser b'tzias kapayim. Minani milu. What's the source of this that a kohen hamivarech, as he's called, is aser b'tzias kapayim? How much wine is the shikar mean here? Does it mean shikar like in other areas? That's a machlokas we showed him. The Ritva here says it's a higher standard, even less than a revius. Even less than a revius is going to be a problem for a kohen hamavarech. He has a very high standard. While the Rashba says, no, the Rashba writes in a tshuva that it's just a revius of yayin. A revius of yayin is enough to pasul him. While the other extreme, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Kuf Chav Ches, there's one simit on Asiyas Kapayim, Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chav Ches, many, many seifim. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, no, it has to be dafka shechruso shalot. Compared to tefillah, just like by tefillah, one is allowed to daven when one is very drunk, like lot, shechruso shalot, so too by nesiyas kapayim. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the middle opinion. In Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Ches, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is the middle opinion. Shasa revius yayin, babas achas, lo yisas kapav. Revius yayin is enough that pasels, unless you do it in two different times, unless you put it some water in and dilute it, but that is what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, because it's, as we're going to see the comparison in a minute. But that's the Shulchan Aruch, that it has to be a revius. So how do you know that halacha? Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. So what's the makar? Lama nisbacha parshas kohen hamavarech leparshas nazir. Because if you look in parshas naso, right after the parsha of nazir comes birchas kohanim, what is that doing? Why they do it next to each other? Lomar, ma nazir, aser b'yayin, af kohen mavarech, aser b'yayin. Just like a nazir is aser to drink wine, so too a kohen mavarech is aser to drink wine. So it's like a... What? So that we're gonna get to it. So that would even be a mashahu. So we'll ask some other questions. First, the Turi Evan has 2 points here. Number one, important point. He says we know there's a machlokes quoted in a number of places about darshinan smuchin or lo darshinan smuchin. Whether you use, we know there are many tools of drushas. This kavachomer, zirashava, hekish, smuchin, darshining two psukim next to each other. That's a machlokes tanoim. Whether you darshinan smuchin. Okay, in Mishnah Torah maybe it's different in Dvarim, but that's a machlokes. So it says the verse Ari here. What about according to the Manda Amars, according to the opinions that do darshin smuchin, so what's the makar according to them? So he says that there are sources, there's a Gemara that says, if it's obvious that this is extra, and this is in the wrong place, then everybody agrees that you're darshin and smuchin. Even if normally you're not dorish smuchin. So here, says the Gemara Sari, havimuchach, why? To lift the rechmanakom and rechmanakom konim. What's Berchas Kohanim doing in Sefer Bamidbar? That's a mitzvah about the Kohanim. The mitzvah about the Kohanim goes in Vayikra. What's it doing in Bamidbar for? Shasham no mar kol mitzvahs kohanim. Maishto the kazar achmala hacha v'chorish v'kudim. What's Berchas Kohanim doing in Naso? Nothing else about the Kohanim there. That's the chiddush. It must be lidrosh muchin. It must be dafka to put it next to Nazir to teach us a halacha. So that is point number one of the Turi Evan, that even if you don't darshan smuchin normally, here you would darshan it. Number two, he says, and this is even a more fundamental question that Yisrael just asked, and that is, what do we compare? We're comparing a Kohen to a Kohen HaMavarech to a Nazir. They're very different Isurim. A Nazir, we would call it, in our terminology, doesn't use these terms, we would call it, a Nazir is a Maisa Isur of drinking wine. Let's say a Kohen is drunk, but he's not totally drunk, but he's drunk, and he's no dare, he says, I'm a Nazir. So is he a Nazir right then, even though he's kind of drunk? Yeah, he's a Nazir. There's no isur for a nazir to be drunk. There's an isur for a nazir to drink. Let's say he says, I'm a nazir in 30 days from now. So he can drink mamish up to the very last seconds. There's no isur to be a nazir when you are drunk. There's also an isur for a nazir to drink. That, how can you compare that to a kohen amavarech, says the Turi Evan, where a kohen amavarech, the isur is to be drunk. So it doesn't matter when you drink. So it's a result-oriented. It's total-oriented. So how can you compare a Kohen who has an Isser to drink versus a Nazir who has an Isser to be drunk? So he ends up saying that Lamaskana, this comparison is not going to fully hold. So therefore, don't get so excited about it. It's going to be a little bit hold off Lamaskana, but not totally. But it's a very important. I mean, we get a yesod out of his question about the Kohen having an Isser Shtia while a Nazir having an Isser Totsah, an Isser of being drunk. But that's the first line of the Gemara, that just like a Kohen cannot drink wine, so that just like a Nazir cannot drink wine, so too a Kohen of Avara can't drink wine. Ask the Gemara, if you take the comparison fully, Maskev Lav or Briorb Zerah, but Amila Oshia Bar Zavda, Iman Nazir Asa Bechard Son, Afkoin Asa Bechard Son. So if you want to take the comparison fully, I have another question. A Nazir cannot drink anything connected to grapes. He can't even drink the seeds of the grapes. So too, a Koin of Mavarak shouldn't be able to drink, and we know that's not true. We know it's Mutter. Rabbi Yitzchak, you're right. Not only is a Kohen HaMavarech compared to Nazir, he also is compared to a Kohen HaOved. Amar Kral Lashar Sulavarech Bishmo. The Pasuk says, to serve him, capital H, the Kohen serves Hashem, and Ulavarech Bishmo. So in the same Pasuk, we compare the Avoda and Nesias Kapayim. Ma Mishares Mutter Bechartzen Av Kohen Mavarech Mutter Bechartzen. Just like a Mishares, the one who does the Avoda, is Mutter to drink the seeds of the wine, so too, of the grapes, Av Kohen Mavarech Mutter Bechartzen, so too the Kohen HaMavarech. Therefore, don't take the comparison literally. The Birchas Kodim is compared to Avoda. Says the Gemara back, Imam Misharis Balmum Lo, Afkoin Mavarech Balmum Lo. So if you say the comparison the other way, that you compare a Kohen HaMisharis, a Kohen who does the Avoda to a Kohen Mavarech, so then why do you go fully also? And just like a Balmum can't do the Avoda, so too a Balmum shouldn't be able to Duchen. So the Gemara said, no, he's compared to a Nazir, and a Nazir can be a Balmum. In other words, there are two models here that a Kohen HaMavarech is compared to. And we use each model to help us out to allow a Kohen to Duchen. We compare it to a Nazir, and we compare it to a Kohen doing the Avoda. So he asked the Gemara, Why are we makel to allow a Kohen Balmum to Duchen? Why are we makel to allow a Kohen who eats some seeds of grapes to Duchen? Why don't we machmir? So the Gemara answers, Asmachtanenu midrabananu lakula. No, because it's all an Isser Durabanan, and therefore we can be makel here. So that is the Gemara's final line. That is all an Isser Durabanan, let's say, of drinking a little bit. And then being able to duchen even a revius where you're not really drunk la'inyan tefila, that added element is durabanan, and therefore we will be makel. Tosas here on top says, it sounds like from the Gemara says, are you going to tell me a balmum can't duchen? So it sounds like a balmum can't duchen. That's the impression you get from the Gemara. So Tosas on the third line says, mikan nira de balmum mevarech birchas kohanim. Right, it sounds like the balmum is mevarech. Midikachazina dashas rasa lomum mevarech mimisharis because of the limud. And then Tosa says three lines later, umikan yesh lahochiach to kohen sheheimir daso nose kapov. Does he have a kohen mumar? Kohen mumar? Could he duchen? Mechal Shabbos. Right, Mechal Shabbos. Could he duchen? So it sounds like he can. Why? Vakasha lisa kapov likras batora kemosh loheimir v'raya mehad. He quotes the Gemara in Menachis that proves that. And then he says, "Bidikamar sheim kabali mumin." The Gemara there compares mumar to a balmum. So too, but since a balmum can duchen, so too maybe a kohen balmum, kohen mumar, could also be nose kapai. So that is what Tosfos says. What are we paskins? If you look in Shulchan Aruch. So was or is, that's a discussion. The Gemara there in Menachah seems to be talking about Kohanim who were Mumarin and not are Mumarin. What if they still are? If someone's Mechal Shabbos and they're happy about being a Mechal Shabbos. And, that's the question. So we've had in the past, the Gemara talks about, not here, but the Rishonim talk about a Kohen Sheratzach B'Shogeg, or a Kohen who had to kill in self-defense, could he duchen? So it might not be an issue of just tshuva or not, it might be an issue of if he did a certain aveiros, this cannot be a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give his bracha. So that's why at least it's a havamina that even if a Baal Tshuva, we discussed last week or 2 weeks ago about a Baal Tshuva being a chazan. We spoke about he doesn't even have anything to hide mina urav. But again, it is, we're makel. Minagol, I think we're Amal Paskins even by, we spoke earlier, that we are makel, except maybe on Yom Narah. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that a Balmum is allowed to be duchen, Misha Yeshlo, and Kuf Chav Ches, the Simon of Adesias Kapayim, Siflamin, Misha Yeshlo, Mum Befanov, let's start from the beginning, let's go back a step. Anybody who has a Mum on his hands or his face, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kagon Shehem, Bo Hakanios, O Hakumos, O Hakushos, the Rama explains what all these are. Some unusual feature on his hands or face, Lo Yisa's Kapav, he should not duchen. Why? Because people are going to be staring at him. Rebbe Shaha'am is Taklin Bo. If you're up there and people are going to be looking at you and wondering what's going on, so that is not kavadik for the mitzvah, and therefore you're not allowed to duchen. But as the Shulchan Aruch, v'im hu dash beiro. But if everybody knows him and he's a regular in town, everybody knows this is the guy who has this on his hands. So then it's not a problem. Isa kapa that he's allowed to, because nobody's going to be looking at him because they know that this is him. But if he travels to another city, he can't duchen. Next, which is more shayach bezman hazeh, if the minhag hamakom is to put the talus over the head and the hands, so that everything is covered anyway, so then the Shulchan Aruch says, then it is mutar. Afilu yesh b'fana b'yadav kama mumin yisa es kapa. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that is what the Ramah is. V'dafkim hayo yadav b'fnim min hatalus. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if it's not the minhag, but he's going to cover his hands in the talus? So the Rambam says he can't do it. Mr. Burr says he can't do that because everybody's going to be wondering, why are you covering your hands with the towels and nobody else? And what if everybody wants to make you feel good? So everybody in the town is going to cover the towels that day. No, people are still going to be wondering, why is everybody covering their hands today? What's the difference today? So therefore, wouldn't it be a problem? We discussed this once before when we discussed the issue in Maseches Beitza on Daf Dal and Daf Hey, where we spoke about once there's a gzera, even if the reason does not apply anymore, the gzera still stands, even though the reason might not apply anymore. And we quoted the question that sometimes it looks like the gzera, once the reason falls apart, so then the reason falls apart too. And we quoted this halacha. There was an Isser Durabanan Institute, and the Beis Yosef quotes it, that a Kohen is Allah Duchen with Baal, if it stands for a Baal Mum. And then, this is quoted afterwards, but b'zman hazeh, because we cover our hands with the talus, then you're allowed to duchen. So we've quoted the B'shem Rav Shechter, B'shem the Rav, asks, how can it change? Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, how can we just nullify this issur d'rabbanan of duchening a kohen balmum, duchening shelo yiru hamstaklin? How can it change? Because many times, the reason doesn't apply anymore, the issur still stands. So why is this different? So we quoted three or four other examples, and that is, sometimes Chazal have to formulate the Issur D'Rabbanan with the reason in the formulation. And if the reason would ever not apply anymore, the Gzeira falls apart. How do you know? When do you say the reason is part and parcel of the definition? We explained if the Takana or the Gzeira goes against a certain halacha. If it's nullifying a mitzvah, so then you got to say the reason is part and parcel of the gzera, and if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the gzera doesn't apply anymore. So you have to know each one. When is it being mevatel a mitzvah saseh? So here, a balmum not duchening, midaraisa, he's supposed to duchen. He has a mitzvah saseh, daraisa to duchen every day. Nesias kapayim. The balmum, so Chazal said, Shei Baltan said, don't do it. Yesh koach b'yad chacham, they tell you not to do it. But the second the reason doesn't apply anymore, the mitzvah goes back into effect. So this was one of those examples, that the reason has to be part and parcel of the Isser, because it was being mevatel a mitzvah saseh. So that's how, bizman hazeh, people duchen even with a broken arm, and even with they have face disformity, because they are all covered, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Yeah.
According to that, why if you live in a town in Eruv, why couldn't you
blow it over? Oh, so that was the Mishnah the Bir Alacha Sarachian. The Bir Alacha was another example that we gave. The Bir Alacha less but Sarachian. Nowadays in many towns there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dal Raisa, so therefore why don't we blow shofar? You're never going to cut the Shemi Avirin a Dal and Amos. At least it's Sarachian. So the question was, what do you mean? Once Chazal made an Isser to blow shofar, so therefore it should be Usser, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore. So that's, we explained the Tzarachian. We didn't give an answer to the question. We explained, why does he have a Tzarachian? Because there would be Mavatel and Mitzvah of Shofar. What's the answer to that? Maybe you don't want to get confused in towns, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't give an answer, so I don't feel bad that we don't have to give an answer. Okay, let us continue. Two dots on top. Elohein Ma'amados. The Mishnah explained that the following, these are the Ma'amados, these are the, not only were the Kohanim and the Yisra and the Levium broken up into 24 different groups, serving each week, also the Yisraelim, all the Jews were split up into Ma'amados to be able to act as representatives for the Karban Sibur, for the Karban Tamid, each day. Says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, Elohein Ma'amados, Lefishin Emer, Tavis B'nei Yisrael, V'chulu, my Ka'amar. If you look at the Mishnah, it doesn't really flow so well. Because the Mishnah says, what are the Ma'amados? Then it quotes a source for the Ma'amados. And then it quotes, what are the Ma'amados? So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to add in something. Hachi Kamar. Elohein Ma'amados. What are the Ma'amados? We'll see in a few minutes. Rashi says, Kidola Kaman. We'll list those in a few minutes. But before that, Umat Tam Tiknu Ma'amados. What is the reason they made the Ma'amados? You have to add that in. Lefishin Emer, Tavis B'nei Yisrael, V'mar Talehem. Because it says, but in the parsha of the carbon tamid, command the Bnei Yisrael and say to them to bring my carbon. How could it be that a carbon tamid, which is the carbon for all of Klal Yisrael, will be brought, and there won't be any of Klal Yisrael acting as representatives to for the carbon? So his kinu neviim harishonim esrim ba'arba mishmaros. So the Nevi'im Rishonim, we'll see who they are in a minute, enacted 24 Mishmaros. I'll call Mishmar, Mishmar HaYamamad B'Yushalayim, Shal Kohanim, Shal Levi'im, V'Shal Yisraelim. On every Mishmar, there was a Maimed in Yushalayim made up of Kohan Levi'im Yisraelim. The simple reading of this Gemara is that Kohanim and Levi'im were also part of the Maimed. That is the Machlokas Rishonim. Besides the Kohanim who served, and besides the Levi'im who served, the Ma'amados, were they purely Yisraelim, or were they also, so Kohanim and Levi'im also part of it? Rashi here seems to say it's all also, so Kohen and Levim were also part of the Maimed. Other Rishonim say that it just means, no, the Kohen who stood in the, who was working, and the Levi who was also working in the base of Mikdash went with the Maimed, but they weren't part of the Maimed. Man Mishmar Lalos, Kohen and Levim, Olim, Lirushalayim. And when the time of the Mishmar went up, the Kohen and Levim went to Yerushalayim, and the Maimed, as we'll see, some went to Yerushalayim, and some stayed home and had special davening at home. Period. The language here used is Hiskinu Nevi'im Rishonim. The Ritva here notes that that's not such a, should not be taken so literally, because really, setting up Mishmaris is a mitzvah daraisa. It's a mitzvah daraisa. It must be here mean that Chazal instituted the mitzvah daraisa. His kinu sometimes can be daraisa. If you look at the Rambam, it's the first Rambam. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Vav, Shetzivanu Sheyiyu Akonim Ovdin LeMishmaris. It's a mitzvah daraisa for the each Kohen, the groups to be split up into 24 groups. Into groups. And then Chazal made 24 groups. Ta'avod mishmar b'chol shavua. This is the Rambam. V'lo tia yad ha'kol misasekes yachad. Ela b'regolim levad. She'yavdu oza mishmaros kulon b'shaveh. The Rambam says there's two parts to the mitzvah. Number one, each week a different group serve. Number two, on Yontif, all the groups serve. Those are both part of the mitzvah. V'kol mi sheba yakriv. And whoever comes on Yontif, kibbi makriv. He quotes it, it's based on a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. That is the Rambam. The Ramban here argues. The Ramban says, in Sefer HaMitzvahs and his Asagas, Lufi Daiti, Ein mitzvah zakasav hazesh yasa mishmaros. There's no such mitzvah. There's no such mitzvah as mishmaros. V'lo minia. There's no iser, there's no mitzvah. Shalotia yad akum zazekas bavoda. Ki levad mim karvela avos, shalilos, lo mitzvah. The Ramban's lashon that he uses sometimes, shalila, it means this is a mitzias. It's a reality. This is what it should be. But not that there's a mitzvah or a lav to do it or not to do it. But there's no mitzvah for this. Etc. The Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, whether this is counted as a mitzvah zaseh, or it's whether a mitzias, or it's whether it's just a mitzias. Interesting, Rav Sadia going to count it as two mitzvahs. Two separate mitzvahs zaseh, he seems to count it as. One for the whole week, one for the whole year, they have to serve each week, and the other one that everybody serves on Yontif. Yeah.
That's for Kohanim. So why does the Gemara go off on a tangent?
Where does the Gemara go off on a tangent about what?
We start asking about Mamados, and then we go off to Mishmaros.
Well, Mishmaros is all grouped together. When they were besaki Mishmaros, they're also talking about Mamados. I think it was one.
Right, but the question. Only
you're right. The mitzvah is about the Mishmaros. The mitzvah that's quoted here is, I don't think the Rambam quotes Mamados in this mitzvah. I don't remember exactly.
Because the pasuk of Karbani Lachmi, the question is how can Israel be.
Right, the pasuk there is about Yisraelim.
Mishmaros,
right. So it's overlapping, the Mishmaros and the Ma'amados. But again, right, it's 100%. But I think it's parallel, that's why. That's why it's the Mishmaros and the Ma'amados. Tan Rabbanan. Esrim Barbad Mishmaros Be'eretz Yisrael, Ushneim Esrim Be'Yericho. 12 Mishmaros in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, and 12 in Yericho. Ask the Gemara, Ushneim Esrim Be'Yericho, Nefishan Lutuva. Then it's 36. If you have 24 and 12... So the Gemara says, no, El Shtei Mesrei Mehen B'Yericho. No, it means 12 of the 24 were in Yericho. What does that mean? This, the following. Higi Azman HaMishmar Lalos, Chati HaMishmar HaYaola Me'eretz Yisrael LiYerushalayim, V'Chati HaMishmar HaYaola LiYericho, it's changed on the side, Kedei Sheyisafchu Ma'anu Mazon L'Achem SheBiYerushalayim. Whenever it was time for the Kohen's group to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, only half of them went. Half of the Mishmar went to Yerushalayim, the other half went to Yericho, not so far, went to Yericho in order to supply the group serving with bread, with water. There wasn't enough in Yerushalayim proper for everybody to, there's a lot of people, Yerushalayim was a busy town, so they went to Yericho and brought to their brethren who were working in Yerushalayim. Again, there is an Isser to build up the city of Yericho, a curse by Yehoshua, but Medrash points out, once it's built, then there's no Isser to live there. It's not like Mitzrayim. where there might be an issur to live there, as the Torah says. So this is what occurred. So when did they half went here and half went there? That's what it means, half went to Yericho. Rabbi Hananel says they switched every time they went, meaning you went twice a year. So the first time a year, one group went to Yericho and the other group went to Yerushalayim, and the next time they switched. The Meiri, here on our Gemara, said no, they switched midweek. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they had one group in Yericho. The other group, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the other group. They switched half and half, and L'chora, everybody was there on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kohanim Ulevim v'Yisraelim ma'akvin es ha'karban. Kohanim Yisraelim are all ma'akev the karban. What does that mean, ma'akev the karban? So Rashi quotes that the maimud, which was made up of all three, which as we said before, that was Shitas Rashi, that a maimud also has Kohanim and Levim in there, ones that are not serving. So says Rashi, they are all ma'akev the karban. If you're missing any of them in the group, so then that is not called a maimud, and therefore that ruins the karban. That's what Rashi says. I'll call Mishmaraya Maimbad Yushalayim to Kulhu Bailim Be'inon. You need every one of them. Ask the Gvura Sari on Rashi, why would all of them be Ma'akev? What a Yisrael is not a good representative for all of Klal Yisrael. You have to have a Kohen, you have to have a Levi? All the Pasuk says that you have to have a representative for Klal Yisrael. So why can't you just have, Yisrael? Why can't you just have a Kohen? Why would it be that a Kohen and a Levi and a Yisrael are more ma'akev? Okay, ashkafically, we like to have one of each. Wonderful. But halachically, why would it make a difference? Lomali mikul on the maimud. Kamo desagi ba'amam. Just like you only take a few people to be representative for all of B'nai Yisrael. You don't need Rov Yisrael. You don't need one from every Shevet. So why do you need one from every Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael? So therefore, he argues with Rashi. He says, V'li nira, when it says shlashtun ma'akev, it doesn't mean all of them as part of the maimud. Shlashtun ma'akev means the Kohen doing his job, and the Levi doing his job, and the Yisrael doing his job. The Kohen doing the avod, the Levi singing, and the Yisrael at the maimud. That's what it means here. All of them are ma'akev, doing their respective jobs. And that's for sure. If you don't have a Kohen, if you don't have a Levi, if you don't have a Yisrael, so that's why. And in a chinami, let's say you have an extra Kohen who's not doing the Avodah, happens to do the Maimed instead, okay, that's good enough for the Eved. Again, everybody should have their jobs. The Yisraelim were given this job of being part of the Maimed, but this line does not mean that they're all part of the Maimed. So it's a machlokes between Rashi and the Gvura Sari about what this line means, that they are all Ma'akev the carbon. The Mastisa Tana, but in a Brisa we have a different Shita. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Karnim Ulevim V'Klei Shir Ma'akev the carbon. Kohanim Levim, and not Yisraelim, but the musical instruments are Ma'akev the carbon. B'baikamifli, what's the machlokas about? Mar Savar, why would one say you need the musical instruments and one said not? Mar Savar Ikashir Bepeh, Umar Savar Ikashir Bekli. Something we had at the end of Masecha Sukkah. What is the Iker Mitzvah of singing in the Beis HaMikdash? Is the Iker Shira to sing with one's mouth, vocals, or is the Iker Shira Bekli? So according to the Manda Amar, the Iker Shira Bekli, so that is the Shita that says that the Klei Shir is Ma'akiv the carbon. The Achronim asks from a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara at the end of Masechet Kiddushin in Perak Asar Yuchsin, the first Mishnah in Perak Asar Yuchsin, the Mishnah there says, Asar Yuchsin Alu Mi Bavel, there were 10 levels of Meyuchas people that went up from Bavel after when Bayis Sheni was being built. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and Rashi and Tosfos there note though that there's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that says, no Bnei Levi went up. That's why they lost Maaser Rishon. But the no Levi, so what do you mean? Levim went up. So Rashi and Tosfos both explain there that there were Levim that went up, but they were all Kitsutse Bahonos. None of them had thumbs. Why? And therefore they couldn't sing. So what do you mean they didn't have thumbs? There's a story that's told that we refer to it in the Kinos, that when the Levim were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, and as they were going away, and they were on Naharos Bavel, they were on the Nahar of Bavel, so Nebuchadnezzar says, hey Jew, sing to me now, let me see how you sung beautifully in your temple. So they say, no, we can't. So Nebuchadnezzar was forcing them to sing. So the Kino describes how they so much didn't want to sing for Nebuchadnezzar outside the Beis HaMikdash that they bit off their thumbs. And then they said, Eich nashir ashir Hashem al Adamas Nechar. That's the pshat, that's what the Medrash says on that pasuk. How can we sing? It's not just time we can't. But we can't, because we don't have any thumbs. You have to sing with your hands. You have to sing making music. We have a whole kina about that. I think the first kina, Eicha, you want something. The first kina, it says, Nupsu al Nar Pras. There's a line there that refers to this. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos quote. But so what does this have to do with that? He thinks, ask the Achronim, but if you hold Iker Shira, Bikli, so just hold the kli. Ikashir bepe, you gotta use your hands, you gotta, right there, you have to put your hands into your mouth and make different sounds. But if you say ikashir bekli, so what's the, I think that was the question, right? Lamisha sover ikashir, I'm sorry, the opposite. Lamisha sover ikashir bepe, hari haya efshalakayim osalavim lashir bepe. Right, you don't have to worry about your hands holding instruments, just sing with your mouth. So what do you mean kitsuse bahonos? So says the Karen Ora on our Gemara, he says, but it's a different reason. Think about these people. The only people that came up with the kutsuse bahonos, right? So the people were alive at the time when they went into the exile. This is 70 years later. They're very old. Even their voices probably weren't musical anymore. They're 80, 90 year old men. So that's what the Karen Ora discusses. So we know that the avode is nifsal. Avode is past nifsal once the song is not musical anymore. So he says, that's why. Pasha pshat. They were very old. That's why, even though they were kutsuse bahonos, even according to the mandamar, vikishir bapeh, they wouldn't be able to sing. Okay, we got in that medrash, and now we go further. Last skinny line. Amrav Chambar Gurya Amarav. Moshe Tikin Lam Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros. So now we're going to talk about the stages of the enactments of the Mishmaros. Again, this is a mitzvah daraisa. The Ramban even says it's an idea daraisa. It doesn't say it's a darabanan. It's just not counted as a mitzvah daraisa. That's the Ramban's hasaga. So who enacted? Who put into practice this mitzvah? So Moshe Rabbeinu started. He enacted 8 mishmaros. Arba me lazar v'arba v'dal me samar. 4 from each of these sons of Aaron. Ba Shmuel v'hemid al sheshesrei. Shmuel anavi added on another 8 based on psukim, and there was 16. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Meiri says here, also had the idea that you always add 8. You go by 8s. So Shmuel and Avi added another 8. But David and Midan al-Esher Ma'arban. Then David added another 8, 24 altogether. Shneemar b'shnasar arbim l'malchus. As the Pasuk says, the Pasuk previously in Divrei Yamim had just lifted off the 24 Mishmaros, and it said it took place in David's 40th year. B'shnasar arbim l'malchus David, Nidrashu v'yimatzi bohem gibor yachayel b'yazar gilad. Shmuel HaNavi was not alive anymore by the time that David HaMelech was in his 40th year. Right, Shmuel HaNavi died before Shaul HaMelech finished being king. Right, that's why Shaul had to bring him up from the dead, from the witch of Ein Dor at the end of Shmuel Aleph. So that proves that David HaMelech separately added on, it was 24 in his day. Meisve, yes, you Akasha, Moshe did 8. Ba David and Shmuel, the Hamidin al-Esam Arba. David and Shmuel together did it 24. Shnemar Hema Yisa David and Shmuel Haroe Be'emunasam. So it sounds like David and Shmuel did it together. They were in separate stages. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar, Mi Yisodo Shel David and Shmuel Haramasi He'emidum al-Esrim Ba'arba. No, cumulatively, after David and Shlomo were finished, so Lamai said they were 24. But it doesn't dafka mean that they did it together. Tanya Idach, a different view. Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael. Sheish Yisrei Mishmaros. Moshe Rabbeinu did 16. There's a different view. Did 16, not 8. Shemona Mei Elazar, Shemona Mei Yisamar. He did 8 and 8. Uksha Rabba B'nei Elazar, B'nei Yisamar. When B'nei Elazar became great and many, Chilkum V'hemidim Alashim V'arba. So then, after he made 18, then he made 24, because he had to add on another 8 to B'nei Elazar. Shne'amar v'yimatsu B'nei Elazar rabim l'rashi ha'gvarim min B'nei Yisamar. When B'nei Elazar became many, v'yachal kum l'B'nei Elazar rashim l'beis avos, shisha asar l'B'nei Yisamar l'beis avos amshmona. So B'nei Elazar got 16, and B'nei Yisamar got 8. So you see, there was 8 and 8, and then there was another 8 added on to B'nei Elazar. V'omer, and the Brisa quotes another pasuk, beis av echar l'achuz l'Elazar, v'achuz achuz l'Yisamar. Achuz is 8, so 8 to Elazar, and achuz, double 8, 16, went to Isamar, period. Maiva Omer, so what's pshat of this Brisa? Why do you need 2 psukim to tell me that Elazar got another 8? V'chitim, because this is what I would have said with only the first pasuk. V'chitim, k'yechid defishi b'nei Elazar, hachanam defishi b'nei Isamar. I might have said that really both of the families grew, and originally neither of them had... they didn't start out with 8. Shmona meikara bahavi. Really, they both started out with 4, and then it became 8, and then just Elazar grew more, and therefore he got 16. So, lest we think that, Tashma, that's why he says, Beis av echad achuz Elazar, v'achuz achuz lat samar, isamar, meaning it started out with an achuz. Achuz was 8, Elazar started with 8, and only isamar got bigger, and therefore got another 8. Period. But anyway, Tiyufta Rav Chama Bar Gurya, isn't this Brisa against Rav Chama Bar Gurya who says Moshe Rabbeinu added 4 and 4, not 8 and 8? So Amar L'chor Rav Chama Bar Gurya Tanoihi, V'nadam Geitan Adam Rishmona, Machlokas Tanoim. Exactly how much Moshe Rabbeinu did. Did he do 4 and 4, or did he do 8 and 8? Period. Next Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, second to last line.
Is this just an argument about history?
Are they arguing about history? Right, arguing about history, maybe there's a little lumdis, how much did Moshe Rabbeinu do? If he did 8, then who's left out later in history? Right, or maybe he did everything, it sounds like. Maybe you could say there's some fundamental machlokes that right. Ein Navi Rashi L'Chadish Never Me'ato. It had to be Moshe Rabbeinu and not others. And then see others talk about the substantive issue here. It sounds like a machlokes history. Tan Rabbanon Arba'a Mishmaros Alu Min Agola. There were four mishmars that went up to Bayisheni. We know Chazal were very upset about Bnei Yisrael when the second base of English was being built. Ezra Nehemiah, we learned about it a little bit at the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Nobody came back to Eretz Yisrael. So only four of the Mishmaros went back to Eretz Yisrael. Only four went up. Ve'elohein, Yedaya, Charim, Pashur, Ve'imar. Right, Imer. These four Mishmaros were the only ones that went up. The Marsha here asks, one second. Remember the end of Maseches Sukkah? Bilga. Remember the Bilga who made this terrible mistake? The last page of Maseches Sukkah. There were some other mishmaros listed, so I thought they didn't come back. So the Rishash here quotes the Marsha's question and says, no. As we're going to see, they split up these four into a new 24, and they must have named them the old names. That's what it just means. But the real ones didn't come back. You're right, but it just means they renamed them. But there were only four mishmaros that came back. So what happened? The rabbis of that time took these four groups and they split them up into 20. You need 24 groups to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't have the same four, so they split the four into 24. Each one was split into six. Then they wrote everybody's name, every one of the group's names, on a little card, put it in a bowl, and they mixed it up, and they drew lots to figure out the order. Yedaya, one of the four, came and he picked six cards. Because his six are going to go first. Ba'acharim, v'natal chelka v'chel chaver v'sheish, v'chein pashcha v'chein imar. So then they all split up, and they had their order. V'chein hisku neviim shebeinayim, and there was another tznai that these neviim made. Sha'afilu Yehoyariv, rosh mishmaras ole. Yehoyariv used to be the first in the cycle during Mikdash Rishon, but he didn't come up. So he loses his place. Even if Yehoyariv finally decides to come back to Eretz Yisrael, lo yitcha yedai mimkomo, Yedaya, who gets the first... spot in the cycle, does not lose his spot. He still goes first. Rashi explains that you just split his six into five. Split his six into five, and then you could put in Yehoyariv after Yedaya. El Yedaya Iker, the Yehoyariv Tafel Lo. So he goes afterwards, but Yedaya does not lose his spot. Period. Okay. Back to what it says in the Mishnah. V'Yisrael Shemosa, Mishmar Miskatzid, Baran, V'Karn, V'Maisa, Bereshus. So what happens? The Ma'amados, so some of the Maimud goes to Yerushalayim to stand by the Karban, and the rest of the Maimud stays in their own cities, and they have special davening, and they have special laning, as we'll see. Mino Hanimili. How do you know that we're supposed to read Maisa, Bereshus? Why are we supposed to read Maisa Bereshis? What's the connection of Maisa Bereshis to Karbanos? So as the Gemara is going to say, without Karbanos, the world cannot function. We know Anemili, Amar Biacha Baracha, Amar of Asi, Ilmali, Ma'amados, Lo Niskaimu Shamayim Va'aretz. Right, without the Ma'amados, which is part of the Avoda of the Karbanos, the world cannot function. The world needs the Karbanos to function, as we're about to quote a famous Gemara. But just before we quote it, just one thought about the world not being able to function with Karbanos. There's a discussion on the beginning of Choshen Mishpat. We have Choshen Mishpat in the Tur. The Tur, how would the Tur start off Choshen Mishpat? What would you quote? Shimon v'Gabli alomer al shlosha dvarim ha'olam kayim. Al hadin, al ha'emes, al ha'shalom. The Tur quotes the Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos. The world stands on three legs, din, emes, and shalom. And all the Rishonim are bothered, Rabbeinu Yonah there in the Pirkei Avos and others. How did this Mishnah shtim? How do you put the Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos, din, emes, and shalom, with the Mishnah at the beginning of the first parak? Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim. Right? That the world stands on six or three, or so which is it? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains. The first, din, emes, and shalom, is... If you look at Medayik in the Psukim, the first one says Al Shlosh Dvarim HaOlam Omed, and the other one says Al Shlosh Dvarim HaOlam Kayam. Different Gersos. Rabbeinu Yonah has that split. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, where why the world was created in the first place. Why does the world continue to exist? That's Din Emes and Shalom. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's Chilek. Ein Pirusho Shebishvil Shlosh Dvarim Elu Nivra HaOlam Shai B'Tzchilas HaBerek Omer Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, and he quotes Psukim to explain that's why the world is created. But it means Acher Shenivra Miskayim Aidei Elu. Fine. So then says the Beis Yosef, V'yim Tomar, Halo B'Shloshes Shenivra Olam Yaspik L'Kaimo Shemishu Siba L'Havos Adavar Koshkei Sheikamenu. So if the world was created for these three things, wouldn't those three be good enough to keep the world going? If the world was created for these, that means it's even stronger. He says, why do you need the Din Emes and Shalom? V'yesh Lomar, he says, Hashem and Atzadik Dibar Kfizmano, Shaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam. No, he's talking about only Bizman Beis HaMikdash, where you have real, perfect avoda. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Bizman HaChurban, Balomar, Sh'ava B'she'in Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Ve'in Lanu Avoda, V'gam Einan Yicholom Lasok B'Torah, Gimitz Chasan Karoli, Miskayim Olam B'Shlosh Achirim Shadomen Lahem. Says the Beis Yosef, Torah Avoda and Gimitz Chasadim are really the Iker. They're the strong reasons why the world was created. But once there's not no Beis HaMikdash anymore, and we can't learn Torah properly because we have the Esek HaGolus, and we can't do Avodah properly, so at least we still have Din Emes and Shalom to keep the world going. These aren't as strong. He gives the mashal. Let's say you warm something up on the fire. So you have to have a very hot fire, a strong fire in order to warm something up. But sometimes, once something is hot already, you could have a lesser of a fire to keep it warm. Right, like this water over there. You got to boil it up, it's hot, but then once it reads keep warm, then the keep warm light goes on, you don't need as much heat. So too, to create the world, you need Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim in its perfect form. But once the world was created, to keep the world going, you don't need as strong of a push, of a force, and therefore Din Emes and Shalom. And he parallels how Din Emes and Shalom are parallel to Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. That's what he says, Torah is Din, and Avodah is Emes. So he talks about it. It's the first Beis Yosef in Choshe Mishpah. But again, that connects to our Gemara, that Karbanos keep the world going. That's what the Gemara says. So continues the Gemara. Shenamar, what's this pasuk for this? That you know the Karbanos keep the world going? Pasuk that we referred to actually in yesterday's Rasha. Vayomer, Hashem Elokim, b'mo'eda ki yirashena. Avraham Avinu says, how do I know that everything's going to be okay in the world? Amar Avraham, Rabbona Shalolam, Shema Yisrael Chotin Lefanecha. Maybe Bnei Yisrael are going to sin in front of you. Ato Selahem Kedor Amavah Kedor Aflaga. Right, maybe you're going to destroy the world again. Maybe my children are not going to be Zocha, and you're going to destroy the world again, like the Dor HaMabul. Like the Dor HaMabul. Ask the Maritz Chayis, wasn't there a promise that Hashem will never destroy the world again? By a flood? So what do you mean? What's Avram worried about? It wasn't so long ago, Noach. 10 generations. Not even. Right? So what's Avram worried about? You're going to destroy the Mabul like the world like the Dor HaMabul. So the Maritz Chayis says that, first of all, could have done without Mayim. Could destroy the world. Like, destroy like he destroyed the Dor HaMabul, but not like in the exact same way. That's A. Another answer, the Sifsei Chachamim in Megillah, where this Gemara comes up, suggests maybe means only one nation. Hashem said, I'll never destroy the entire world again, B'mayim. But one nation, he could. So that's what Avraham Avinu was worried about. So he was worried about water. So Avraham Avinu says, I'm worried. So Amar Leilav, Hashem says, don't worry. Amar Lefanav Rebbeinu Shalom, Hodieti B'mayi Rishena. So Avraham says, tell me what's my way of keeping face. Amar Lei, Hashem says, Kecheli Eglu Mishuleshes, Ve'ez Mishulesh V'ayim Mishulosh V'sar V'gozel, meaning the whole animal, the whole avoda of the Brisbane Abbasarim, which is a symbol of the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Asks Avram Avinu, Amar Lefanav Rebbeinu Shalom, Tenach Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayam, fine, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, I know that the world will continue to exist, because Bnei Yisrael will achieve Kapara through the avodas HaKarbanos. But when there's no more Beis HaMikdash, what's going to be? No more Karbanos. Amar lo, Hashem answers, no worry. Kvar tikanti lohem seder HaKarbanos. I've already been misakin for them the Seder Karbanos. Karbanos in the morning. Bizman shekard ben lefanai. When they read Karbanos in front of me, ma'ale ani aleichem ki'ilu hikrivim lefanai. I will be ma'ale to them as if they were makriv of them in front of me. Va'ani mochel lohem al kol avonoseihem. Saying Karbanos is like bringing Karbanos. Right at the end of in the Karbanos, you have the there's a line in Mosadurim. You hear after you say Asham, here at some kilo crafty Asham, here at some kilo crafty Shlamim, here at some that this Gemara says that there's a special din about saying Karbanos. The Taz quotes in his Pirson Chumash, maybe it applies by all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs, you know, person isn't zocha to have a firstborn son, so you can learn about Pidyon HaBen. It's as if. But the Gemara says it about Karbanos. So that's for sure on a different level than other ideas. The other Achronim say that it doesn't mean mamish. Let's say, he said, we have a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel, remember the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel says, I'll read next to the candle, don't worry about me. I'm not going to turn the candle. And he reads next to the candle, and leans over, and he writes down in his notebook, the Gemara says, I owe a Karban Chatas. That's what he writes down. So ask the Achronim, what do you mean? Just learn about it. Just learn about it. We have to write it down that you owe it. Just learn about it. So obviously it's not mamish, like you brought it. It's ke'ilu. It says ke'ilu, right? What's the lashon here? Right? Ke'ilu igrivam. So it's a ke'ilu. It's very strong, but don't think that this would take the substitute for the Maisa HaMitzvah. Maisa HaMitzvah itself. What?
Like a czar, the other extreme, like a czar doing the avoda.
Like a czar doing the
If we're reading it,
If reading is like a Zohar doing the Avot, then you get Malkus. Right, okay, so not so much. Yeah.
Is that a different opinion than... I mean, this one says that reading about Karbanos.
Reading about Karbanos.
Like we do every morning, but what about learning about Karbanos?
Oh, so is this reading different than learning?
Right.
Karin Lofanai. Okay, maybe though we medayik to mention Karin Bohen. Right, so then Karin for sure doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. This might be a mitzvah of Kriya. You know what? I'm going to say Rabbeinu Yonah in a second. That might relate to your point. 2 points on this. I'll say it right now. Now that you brought it up. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah we might have mentioned all the way Maseches Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah says on Daf Hey Man Aleph in the Daf Yerivim Maseches Brachos. The Mishnah there says if you read Kriya Shema outside the proper time, lo hifsid, nothing lost. Ka'adam Makori Batorah. Right, it's like you're reading Torah, right? It's like you're reading a piece of Torah, you're reading Kriya Shema outside the time. Answer Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the Chiddush? Okay, so you're reading Torah. What the Mishnah has to tell you? Ka'adam HaKori BaTorah. Yesh Lisho, Ma Bal HaShmi'enu Shlo Hifsid. You didn't lose. Of course, you're saying part of Torah. So he says, no. He says, there is an Isser. He quotes Rav Avram Menahar. I'm sorry, Rav Shlomo Menahar. He said, no, we know there's an Isser that's quoted in Maseches Gittin, Advarim Shebichsav Iyatai Rishar La'omer Nal Peh. When there is something written, you're not allowed to say it Bal Peh. You're not allowed to lane bal peh. Dvarim shebichsav iyatar reshar la'omer nal peh. There's a break. Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. There's differences. Dvarim shebichsav iyatar reshar la'omer nal peh. So it says Rabbeinu Yonah, you know what the chiddush is here? That if there is ever a part of the Torah that there is a mitzvah to read it, a mitzvah of kriya, so then that parsha of the Torah is not included in the iser of dvarim shebichsav iyatar reshar la'omer nal peh. Once at some time, there is a mitzvah to say this part of Torah, so then, even if you say it not at that time, so then it's not an Isser. For example, Friday night, many of us have the minhag to give our children brachas. Yivrach Hashem, Rishmecha, Yarshav, Bonav, Elech, Mikvecha. How can we say that? We're not saying it in the klaf. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no problem. Because there is a mitzvah called duchening for the Kohen to say this at some point, so therefore, that means this part of the Torah, it is a mitzvah of kriya, and therefore, it is not included in the Isser of Varm Shebechsav, Yatai Rishal Omer Nal Peh. He says, Berchas Kohanim, and then he quotes, Karbanis! Karbanis, he quotes our Gemara. This Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted as saying there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Karbanis every morning. It's not just Stama Minog and we skip it. It's a mitzvah to say Karbanis every morning. So that's Ma'alani Aleichem, he says, he quotes our Gemara, so he quotes that. So it's a mitzvah of kriya. So in the exactly what you said, it's not a mitzvah of limud. And that's the chiddush of that Gemara, that because there's a mitzvah of kriya, of kriyashma, that's what it means. Kadam HaKori BaTorah is not included in the Isra of Dvar Shebachsav, Yetar Rishallah, Omer Nal Peh. The Karbanis, just say one mashal. I'm going to use it in a drasha one day. I've said it doesn't count if I use it in the daf. So Menachem gave me a CD a couple weeks ago of Rav Pinkus. Rav Pinkus talking about tefillah. How sometimes, just say for this one thing, says the Rav Pinkus talks about how, you know, sometimes we have the attitude of, you know, we come a little late, Baruch Shem, Arashra Yishtabach, you know, one of those days that, not all parts of tefillah is as important. He says, did you ever try to take apart your washing machine? It's not working properly. So, you know, you roll up your sleeves, you sit down, you start taking it apart. You look around, everything seems to be okay, doesn't seem to be anything broken here. So you put everything back. You put everything back, and then your wife says to you, what are those bolts over there? You put it back, and there's some things that forgot to be taken, put back. Ah, those are extra. Oh, those are extra. No, I don't need them. The guy who built it didn't think it was extra. Right? The guy did it. So it's extra. You know, we it basically works. So we dive. Okay, Baruch Shem Ashrei, Karbanos, they're a bolt, they're extra. Oh, the yom. An extra, they're the bolts on the outside. Rav Pinkus says, the whole thing works in a certain way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the matana of tefillah. And we think we can leave a few things out here and there, just an extra screws that aren't really needed. If they weren't needed, they wouldn't have been put in the first place. Right, so that's Karbanos. So Rabbeinu Yonah there, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah quoted by the Achronim. Okay, you go now. So says Rabbeinu Yonah that is a mitzvah d'oraisa, he seems to say, of Kriyas HaKarbanos, because he brings that as an example, along with Berachas Kohanim, and along with Kriyashma. Okay, let's continue. There's more to say, but let's want to talk a little bit more about what's coming up too. Tanu Rabbanan, last skinny line. Tanu Rabbanan, Anshei Mishmar. Anshei Mishmar, Yemes Palan Al Kamanachem, Shiz Kabal Baratzon. The Anshei Mishmar, which some change this to mean that the Mishmar is the Kohanim and the Levim. In the Beis HaMikdash also davened that the Karbanos should be accepted. The Anshei Maimud, Miskanta LeBeis HaKnesses, V'yoshadal Taniyos, B'sheni B'Shabbos, B'shlishi B'Revi'i B'Chamishi. And the part of the Maimud that stayed home, they fasted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The week that their other half of their group was in Yerushalayim, they stayed home and fasted Monday through Thursday. and they had special tefillah. B'sheni al yardei hayam, on Monday, they said special tefillos for the people who were at sea. Why? Because the second day of creation, Hashem said, Yihi rakia b'socha mayim. So that's an allusion to the yardei hayam. B'shlishi al hochei midbaros, on Tuesday, they davened for the people in the deserts, because that's the day that the yabasha was seen. But Revi'i al askara, on Wednesday, on Yom Revi'i, askara, Rashi quotes ala Torah, that askara is a throat ailment, that people, Rachman al-Islam, died from this throat ailment, and it's alluded to in the word ma'oros. Okay, Hashem created the luminaries. Ma'oros is spelled ma'eros. Ma'era is a curse, spelled without the vav, so that's chaser ksiv, and that's why did they die from this? So I saw one of the Achronim say that because askara comes from Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, which is obviously with the throat, and Wednesday is the day that the moon spoke Lashon Hara about the sun. Right, so that's why Dafka Wednesday alludes to that. Shlotibal tinokos, that children should not get askara. The chamishi alo barzim enikos, on the fifth day of creation, where Hashem says creates the fish, where it says yishritzu hamayim, many children, many fish. So that's the day that you daven for the pregnant and the nursing. Ubar shlo yapilu, pregnant women, so that they don't miscarry. Menikos. Sheinikos b'neim, that they are able to nurse their children properly. Ube erev Shabbos, lo hayim ezarim b'nei kavet Shabbos. On erev Shabbos, they didn't fast because of kavet Shabbos, not kavet to go into Shabbos starving. Kal v'chomer b'Shabbos atzma, kal v'chomer that they didn't fast on the Shabbos itself. Be'echad b'Shabbos my time alo. Also on Sunday, they did not fast, only Monday through Thursday. Why didn't they fast on Sunday? Three answers. Amar Rav Yochanan, mishma not b'nei hanotzrim, because the notzrim's holidays on Sunday. So therefore what? Therefore what? So you would think this would have been edited out, this line. So Rashi here says a little bit, but the Rashi in the Ein Yaakov is an extra line. Because if we fast on their holiday, it'll put us in Saras. It'll put us in Saras. So if we fast, their holiday, so it looks like we're davening because we're worried or we don't want them to have a holiday. So that's why it is not a good idea.
The Notzrim have a holiday on Sunday. It was way after Shmuel and all these people.
Right. But what does this mean? So isn't this a later in history? This is later history. Way after Rabbi Yochanan.
There were no Notzrim during the time anyway.
Right, there were no Notzrim yet. So what does Notzrim mean? Maybe were there other religions that had a Sunday earlier?
Sure there were.
Right, so maybe it doesn't really mean how we usually translate Notzrim. Maybe it means just other religions. Even though Notzri is usually the translation. Rabbi Shmuel Marachmeni Amar, number two, Bebdeshu Shlishi Liyatzira. No, because we're familiar with the fact that the third day after the Bris Milah is always the most painful, according to Chazal. So this is the third day after Adam was created. The third day is always the hardest. So Adam was created on a Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. So that's also the third day, and that's why you don't fast. Rish Lakish Amar, Bebdeshu Neshama Yisera. Because the Neshama Yisera has just left, and therefore, you don't want to cause extra pain. The Amar Rish Lakish, the Gemara we had in Beitza, Neshama Yisera, Nitzano Baba Adam Be'er of Shabbos, but Motzi Shabbos, Otel Anosam Yemenu. We get it on Erev Shabbos, but Motzi Shabbos, it's taken away from us. Shene'emar Shabbos Vayinafash, allusion from the Pasuk in Vishamru. Kivan Shabbos, once we, Shabbos goes away, Vay of the Nafesh. Woe to me that I lost my soul. And we discussed in Mesechas Beitza, and we discussed in Mesechas Psachim, so is there a Neshama Yisera on Yontif? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. And we said there's a problem either way. If there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, so then what's the question? Why don't we do a Basamim on Motzah Yontif? Because Basamim is to make us feel better that we lost the Neshama Yisera. So if there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, why don't we do Besamim on Motzah Yontif? So we saw an answer in Beitza of the Sfas Emes, a beautiful answer. The Sfas Emes says that whenever you do something yourself, it leaves more of an impression, it leaves a roshem. If you ever give a Dvar Torah yourself, that Dvar Torah stays with you. If you hear a Dvar Torah, great, wonderful. But if you ever prepare a shir, it makes more of a roshem. If you do a project yourself, right? So then it makes a roshem. So when it comes to Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bekadesh, that leaves us right away. That's what we need Besamim. But Yontif, we're Mekadesh. We, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Asmanim. So therefore, it leaves more of a Roshem. So it doesn't totally leave us after the Yontif. So that's why we don't need the Besamim. So there's no Besamim Mamosa Yontif. Then you have the other question. Some Rishonim say there is no Neshama Yisera on Yontif. So then if that's the case, so then the question is, Motzoi Shabbos going into Yontif, why don't we do Besamim? So various answers given. The Ron says, you only have to do it by extremes. Shabbos to Chol, that's when you need it. But Shabbos to Yontif is going down a little bit. Like Isruchag. You know, we go down in gradations. That's why you don't have to do it. The Tosfos in Pesachim says it's the Yontif food gives us that takes the place. That substitutes for the Besamim. Okay, those are two of the answers that we have in that way. So we mentioned then at the time as well, also, that there is a minhag of Klal Yisrael that if somebody has a yard site during the week, then people are very makbet to daven mostly Shabbos. Whatever the yard site is that week. And that's why many shuls, so we have allow here, the even though there's a Brovam Hajjus Melech, we try to have one minion, Motzi Shabbos, there's more reasons to have Sefer. Why Dafka Motzi Shabbos? So Mefarshim pointed out, because that was the Petira of the Neshama Yisera of that individual. That week, there was a yard site, but that was his last Shabbos. That was the Petira of the Neshama Yisera. So that's why one people are Machmit to Davin. They don't know why, but that's why they're Machmit to Davin on the Motzi Shabbos before the yard site. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, B'yamarisha Barish Barishas Vayihi Rakia. So on the first day, we split up Maisa Barishas. On every day, these Mamados in their towns laying parts of Maisa Barishas. Tana. So now we're going to expand a little bit on what it said in the Mishnah. Tana, Barishas Bishnaim, Yihi Rakia Be'echad. On the first day, you laying Barishas Baralokim and also the Parsha of Yihi Rakia B'sochamayim. Barishas, those few psukim are read with two people. Yihi Rakia, one person lanes it. So Bishlama Yihi Rakia Be'echad Tlasa B'sukei Have. The hierarchy is three psukim, so you can have one person laning, because that's fine. Ela Bereshis Bishnayim, but Bereshis with two people, how does that work? V'tanya hei psukim, my time up, hei psukim havin, it's five psukim, v'tanya akarei batara yivchos b'gimel psukim. You can't have less than three psukim in an aliyah, so how could you have two people reading five psukim? So machlokas. Rav amar doleg, Rav says doleg, which means you read the third pasuk twice. You read Alves Gimel and then Gimel Dalet Hey, like we do in Rosh Chodesh. Ushmol Amar Posik. Shmuel says no. You read the middle one, half a pasuk. You stop at the Asnachta. You read two and a half, and then you read two and a half. That's what Shmuel says. Rav Amar Dolik by Taima Lo Amar Posik. Why doesn't Rav hold like Shmuel? Why doesn't he say you stop in the middle? Kasavar Kol Psuka De Lo Paskei Moshe Na Lo Baskinam Lei. Because you can't read half psukim. There's a halacha. You can't read a half a pasuk. Ushmuel Posik. And what about Shmuel? Shmuel Amar Posik. How could he say that? Ubi paskina, doesn't he hold to this principle? Yom Rabbi Chanina Kra, Rabbi Chanina the Balkore said, Tsar Gadol Ha'ilis Rabbi Chanina Gadol. Vlohiti, I had a big tsaris with Rabbi Chanina. He never let me say half psukim. Vlohiti lifsok, Elatinoka Shabbis Rabban. And they only let me, when I'm teaching little children, to read half psukim. Hol ula hislamid asuyin. I just did it because I want to teach them. Ushmuel, so what about Shmuel? So why doesn't Shmuel allow it? Why does Shmuel allow Hapsukim? Hasa my time Mishim to the Lefshar. Why by little kids do you allow Hapsukim? Because you don't have any other choice. Hachanami the Lefshar here too. You don't want to read a Pasuk again. So therefore, there is no other choice. Let's finish and then we'll talk about it for a minute. Ushmuel Amar Posek, my time alarm or doleg. Why didn't Shmuel want to say that you read one Pasuk twice? Gzeira Mishim Menachnasin and Gzeira Mishim Ayotzin. Because Shmuel says if you read three Psukim, let's say you read the first three Psukim, and then somebody goes to the bathroom, and then they come back after everything's finished, they'll think that you read only two Psukim for the second Aliyah. That's terrible. Or let's say you read three Psukim, they'll read two Psukim. People will come in for the second Aliyah, and you went back, and they'll think that you read two Psukim for the first Aliyah. So that's why we don't read, we cannot do that. Meisvei, Parsha Shal Shisha Psukim Koronos HaBishnayim V'Shachamisha B'Yachid, Braisa Meseches Megillah. If a Parsha has six Psukim, you can split it into two. But if it only has five, you have to read it with one. V'Marishan Kore Gimel, and if the first person read the first three Psukim, Hashini Kore Shnayim Parsha Zu V'Echme Parsha Acheres. You have to go into the next parsha and read another one. You can't reread. And if the first one read three, and the other choice is you have to read three psukim into the next parsha because you don't want to stop within three psukim from the beginning of the parsha because again people will come in and think that the previous aliyah was only two psukim. So ask the Gemara Lamanda Amar Doleg Lidlog Lamanda Posik Lifsok. Why didn't this brisa give either option of repeating a pasuk or splitting a pasuk in half? Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam to Islay Ravcha. No, because there you have a choice. There you could go into the next parsha on a normal day, on a normal laning. But here, by Maisa Bereishis, you can't. You only have the psukim that you are allowed to read. This issue of Kol Psuka Delo Paskei Moshe Ana L'Paskinan is a huge issue. It comes up all the time. It comes up by Kiddush, right? But a number of times throughout our daily life, we say half psukim. Right? V'zos atar asher sam Moshe l'fenei b'nei Yisrael, al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. Those are really two psukim put together. Al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe is a different pasuk. We smush it all together. But how do we say two half psukim? The post can talk about it there. What about by Kiddush? Vayera v'yivoker is a half a pasuk. Right? So that's why some start off. I'm sorry, Yom HaShishi. The last two words of a pasuk. So, you have to start it with a vayera v'yivoker. So vayera v'yivoker, that's also half a pasuk. Vayera is after the Asnachta. So that's why the post can discuss this. The Chasam Sofer says that really you should say from the beginning of the pasuk, Vayar alakim is kol asher asav yidi tomo'o vayar vivoker. The problem is, says the Chasam Sofer, that the Medrash on the first half of that pasuk, Vayar alakim is kol asher asav yidi tomo'o, the Medrash says, Tov ma'od zeh hamaves. Zeh hamaves. whatever pshat of that is. You don't want to mention that at the beginning of Shabbos. So that's what the Chazam Sofer says, what can you do? So you start off by Erev Yevoker. And the Rama says, you want to start off with Yom HaShishi out loud, because that's Yudkei Vavkei. Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim. You want to start off out loud with that. So that's why some have the custom of saying it quietly. Vayera Lekim Eskola Sheresah, I say quietly, and then Vayera Yevoker, Yom HaShishi out loud, so your Yotze the Rama, and your Yotze the other Shita saying it quietly. Again, there is a heter, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in a number of places, and that is, so maybe this whole halacha does not apply if you're saying something betoras tefillah. Only if you're saying it betoras kriya, as kriya sapsukim. But if you're only saying it betoras tefillah, as praise, as davening, so then maybe the whole halacha doesn't apply. Again, it comes up in a number of places. I just gave you two, Kiddush and Hagba, but there are others as well. Right, so here, Kopsuvah, right, when you're reading from the Torah, when you're saying something, Betoras Pesukim. So that when it could be a problem. But again, there is a heter that if you're saying something, Betoras Tefillah, so then it is not a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur was Zechon Ishbas, Ephraim Yitzchak, Ben Avraham? Ben Avraham, what's Moshe's grandfather's name?
Yeah.
Ben Yaakov. Ephraim Yitzchak, Ben Yaakov. Ephraim Yitzchak, okay.